Insane. We're live. Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and I hope you're all doing well this morning. It is Wednesday. Yeah. Yesterday was the start of a PI event for one of the organizations I help support, and they should be in their PI event pretty well today. Anyway, this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here to share it with you and absorb it from you all out there. And it's about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so that we can deliver value to our customer, get home to family and friends, like our mission statement says, and do it all without working 60, 80 a week and have a little fun along the way. Because it's no fun if you can't. I mean, work, no play. You know, it's not as good. But depends what you're doing. If you really like what you're doing, there's times when you want to work 24/7. And there's times when you're like, okay, I didn't take a break. So it all depends on everybody. Everybody's different. Coach everybody being different in the way they're taking on things is the way things should be. So two things I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about scrumming up or coaching up the chain versus just down the chain all the time. And then some fun stuff that I went to a was it Tampa? Yeah. It was a lean coffee in Tampa yesterday morning at about 7:30 a.m. East Coast time. So it worked out pretty good. And it's 6:05, and today is the 418th episode of our show. So talk about a couple fun things in the elevator speech. Both of these things came about during the lean coffee. We're talking about different things. One of the items was coaching up and how you do that. And so coaching up, scrumming up, like they always say, part of the Scrum Master's job is to help transform the organization into a Scrum organization. And one of the questions someone had, I'm gonna book. I haven't read it yet. I gotta go on Amazon. There's a couple books. And I was reading some quotes from a book, Ways to Influence the Executive by Mary Duarte, D-U-A-R-T-E. Or no, not Mary, Nancy Duarte, or Duarte, D-U-A-R-T-E. Ways to Influence Executives. So she got a book out there. And there's a couple of websites too. But if you look her up. And one of the items is keeping things brief and simple. And a long time ago, I had a director. Good guy, bad guy. You know, he had good times and good stuff, and he pushed for things, which was good, right? He always championed about having an elevator speech, because where I worked, you were literally in an elevator, and you never knew what executive that you were going to meet. So you literally had 45 seconds of their time sometimes to tell them what you're doing and how you're doing, what project you're doing, how you're contributing to the company. And one of the things I suggested when they asked, well, how do you coach up to executives? Well, I said, first off, you should always have an elevator speech to what you're doing so you can coach up. It's like, do you go into, and I talked about this in detail before, so I'm probably not going to go so much into detail. Maybe we'll try to make one up as we go. It won't be the best, but it takes a couple shots to make an elevator speech. It just doesn't happen, by the way. You need to work on it. For example, the elevator speech should be short. Should be talk about who you are, right? What you're working on and how you bring value to the company. And then anything that's like blockers or things you're working your way through is part of the effort. And the reason why you do an elevator speech is because you got like 30 seconds to talk to an executive. But you always want to say how you're contributing. Do you go and say, well, I'm just a scrum master. I'm just an agile coach. I don't really know what I do, but I'm just a scrum master and I just show up. No, you don't want to do that, right? That's bad. But you know what? A lot of them do that. You know, we're like, okay, I'm an agile coach. So this is me. I'm going to make one up. And it ain't going to be perfect, but it starts you in that general direction. I've written one before. Probably should write another one just to remind myself as I do this show. So, hi, I'm Greg Messer. I'm an agile coach for XYZ organization. And my job is to coach teams into becoming high performing or at least better performing teams and work as a team to deliver good, solid project product for XYZ product line so that they're not spending all day fixing bugs all day. And we get more stuff out and prepare for new endeavors based on what the market is telling us we need to compete in. So making room for the new market, right? So maybe that's mine right now. I probably see some of my obstacles. It's just, I would say like something like the infrastructure. Be nice to have a little more automated testing capability and getting the teams to do that. Having some, now this is where you're way off the top. See, now this is why you're right at multiple times. I'm going through it right now. So one of the things my group needs to do is they need some more open space to help incorporate more automated tests into the sprint and how to get there. That I'm working on with teams to do that. My first step is to free up time so they can do more automated tests. A lot of times they will free up more space so they can do more coding. I'm like, no. Get the automation in and then do more coding and more product for the customer because you'll be even better at what you do. They don't get that. But anyway, so one is to have the elevator speech. So again, you want to coach up, have an elevator speech, talk about what you do, why you're there, how you're helping the company, maybe revenue, projects, you know, worth so many, if you know how much money the project is, trying to save, you know, we increased our 10 people production level by 20%. That's a lot of money. You know, talk about what you achieved, but you got 1 minute. So that's one of the ways of coaching out when you do it. Talk about it. Get them excited about what you're doing. And maybe if you know you specialize in Scrum, I specialize in Kanban, I specialize in XP, I specialize in Safe. Maybe they want to learn more about that, right? And maybe they'll invite you to help explore that more. Maybe you ask them, have you heard of Kanban or Scrum? Or are you doing it at the executive level as a team? Because it applies to anything, right? So that might be something. And later on, I talk about, I went to another thing and that was about doing Scrum in pharmaceutical marketing. So it was about marketing and then using Scrum or Agile in that particular environment, which was pretty cool. So there's ways to do it with all the different tools in different places. It's just got to change a little bit in how you implement it. What's a story? What makes up a story? How do you track it work? And you got to adjust Scrum to wherever the environment is. All right. So that's it. So if you want to coach up, get an elevator speech, work on it. It's going to take a few rounds. It ain't going to happen right away. And actually say it, you know, go on your phone, say it, whatever, time it, right? Keep it within 30 minutes, 45 seconds. I mean, 30 minutes, 30, 1 minute or 45 seconds. Hey, what do you want? Got up early today. Got a lot of stuff done. Okay, so fun stuff. So a little fun stuff. Just talk about, I'll break it up with this. So this is this one or this one. We're either doing a Coke and Mentos this weekend, or we're going to put another rocket up. I was hoping it was a little bigger. I was looking at one to put the GoPro in there. We're going to have to make our own for the GoPro because kids want to throw the GoPro or camera into the rocket and shoot it up into space and see what happens. Might be pretty cool. I might lose my GoPro. We'll see. And then magnets for the Coke Mentos experiment. So we saw this at the little hobby shop. And son's like, ooh, so he can have lots of fun with magnets. So that'd be cool. So that's something we're going to do this weekend. Fun stuff. One of the things we talked about, because I'm always asking people, you've been doing virtual for, is there any really good stuff out there? And please suggest some things if you've done some fun stuff, websites, activities that you do. One of the things I brought up is just, you know, some places can't share pictures or can't share video. But some like, well, take pictures of your families. And like I said before, I have a couple of Scrum Masters that are sharing pictures of the families with the groups and everybody's, you know, just, and they laugh. They enjoy looking at what everybody's doing. And it puts a human face on your teammates. It's very important to do that, by the way. If you have not shared pictures of all your teammates, the people scattered around the world, you're doing your team a disservice. Just frankly being honest with you. Okay, so here's a couple of things that came up. For those doing Zoom or whatever, virtual competition between people for backgrounds. So if you were doing Zoom and you're going to do a video and you, or WebEx or whatever that you have and you have the video, do a virtual background competition. Who got the most funky virtual background or something like that? And everybody, ooh, I love your background. That is cool. Where'd you get that? And just break it up that way. Just have a little fun. Another one what I thought was interesting was, and I turned it into this. One person said they had T-shirts, and they would try to all have matching colored T-shirts. My thing is, why don't you do a T-shirt competition, right? So when you're doing the virtual thing, maybe everybody wears some funky T-shirt that they have, or I mean, everybody's got T-shirts from every place: Disney, Star Wars. I got my trolley T-shirt. You get the museum T-shirt, whatever. You can do a dye T-shirt. So just breaking up that daily video conference where the group wears different T-shirts from home. So you can do different virtual competition backgrounds, and and you can vote who has the best background. You can vote who has the best T-shirt, because that's all they see, right? But it makes it a little fun, breaks up the monotony. It's fun, have a good time. Too much we work so hard at not having any fun, but it breaks it up a little bit and makes it bearable when you get those tough days when bugs are there every day and you're just stressing out about stuff. So it's very important to mingle that in a little bit. And it really doesn't take away the throughput productivity of the team at all. So there's a couple of things I want to share. Elevator speeches do help coach up to get you in the door, and to have a little fun with maybe a t-shirt competition or various virtual backgrounds, and just have fun with your teams. Have fun out there. Enjoy. Please give us, that's what we got today. And this weekend, I said we're going to do one of the two. We're going to do Mentos or we're going to Rockets. I'm not sure which one. Thumbs up if you like our show, our episode, and ring a little bell so you get notice when you get done, get there early. And again, as people ask me, I don't always get to watch your show at 5 o'clock in the morning, but I watch it later. So, well, that's okay, because that's why we recorded it on YouTube, so that it's there forever, and then you can play it. And I still get people play stuff that's from last year to pop up, and they like the video. So hey, it works, right? Hey, it is Wednesday, and happy scrumming, and take care of you all, and enjoy. We'll get there one day. See ya.